I'm going to do a follow-up from something that we did just 24 hours ago at this time. You might remember we did the Michigan History Moment.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes.
And it highlighted Hilda Mueller.
Yes.
Of Bay City.
Remember.
And we were just enthralled to hear about her exploits of hydroplane racing, going back to the 1920s and all that she was known for. And, of course, we're like, wow, I mean, who knew?
Right, right, exactly.
Well, who knew? I'll tell you who knew.
Okay. Yeah. Somebody would.
The Michigan History Division.
Yeah.
And Bay County Historical Society.
Well, several of our listeners knew, because I heard, as usual, you know, disproving once again my stupidity.
Oh, you weren't alone in that.
Well,
no,
it's just funny. So a couple of listeners responded. One even sent a news article from, I believe this is from MLive. This goes back several years. We'll be happy to know that in 2014, as the story reads, inducted into the Bay County Sports Hall of Fame was Hilda Mueller.
Okay.
Sorry I missed it.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. We didn't hear a lot about it at the time, I don't recall.
And it was a story which tracks a lot of what the Michigan History Moment talked about yesterday of her exploits of hydroplane racing when she first started as a clerk at the Bay City Cash Dry Goods Company. The owner of Brady Boats put an ad in the Bay City Times asking for drivers. She responded. Of course, as a woman, they're like, really?
Yeah, right.
And, of course, it was an era unheard of for women to compete against men in anything, let alone the racing. She set national and international records. Her exploits were tracked routinely by the Bay City Times and chronicled nationally, as this story reads. And a couple of notes in here that I don't recall the Michigan History Moment we played yesterday that highlighted, but that's in this MLive story. Again, thanks to listeners for sending this along. Says here she would race for band leader Guy Lombardo.
Oh, really?
Against drivers sponsored by Al Capone.
Oh.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my goodness.
No. That's what it says.
There must be relatives still around.
You'd think so. It says she drove in exhibitions with Olympic hero Johnny Weissmuller.
Wow.
And Michigan Governor Wilbur Brucker at the time. She was quoted saying, once you're in it, motorboat racing is the most thrilling sport in the world. It's the one game where no distinction is made as to sex. Men, women, boys, girls all vie for the same honors. The girl and women drivers are given no quarter and ask for none. I like that, Bravado.
Well, there was a forward thinker back in the day, huh?
Yeah. And there's even more.
Oh, there's more.
She would make another mark on history when she famously ventured into flying. May 30th, 1931 at Bay City's James Clements Airport. Mm-hmm. Under the tutelage of instructor Clarence White, she trained for 4.5 hours and then took a solo flight after training for 4.5 hours.
Amazing.
She was just the third person ever and the first woman ever to solo on their first day of flight training.
So she's a bit of a daredevil.
Yeah. Time. And she, as we heard the report yesterday, I remember this, you know, because like whatever happened, in 1932 she stopped because she started a family. Although, according to relatives, she still explored later on skateboarding, motorcycle riding, and water skiing. She never lost her need for speed.
Yeah, I recognize that.
Isn't that something? Isn't that something? That's just, like I said, so we knew. Maybe we didn't know, but we knew the listeners certainly knew. We appreciate listeners responding. I mean, this person, again, sending along this article from the Bay City, or from the MLive.
That's really great.
But 2014 was the year she was inducted into the Bay County Sports Hall of Fame.
I just think there should be a monument down at the park along the water.
If anything, does the River Bar have a trophy? That's could we you maybe mean, make it the Hilda Mueller championship trophy?
Right.
I mean, that's... That's just incredible.
That'd be great.
Yeah, I think there's some way they should honor her. I mean, wow.
She's in the Sports Hall of Fame, which is great.
Yeah, exactly. That's good.
But something of this significance, you'd think.
A plaque or something.
I mean, there's a lot of talk about putting an American hoist shovel or something down in the uptown place. Well, I think we also should have a monument to her.
I mean, the only person I remember ever being famous associated with water in Bay City was Well, you know who won over Niagara Falls in a barrel.
Oh, yeah. and they do have a plaque up for her down in the Waterfalls Park.
Oh, does it really?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
If they got that, they got to have him.
Well, he did a story on that in the past year or so.
Next time I have Dana Muscott on, we'll have to bring that up.
Bring up Hilda Buehler.
Start the campaign. Right.
Annie Edson Taylor, yeah.
That's exactly right. She lived in Bay City, but she was not from Bay City, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, so she was not a native. A Bay City teacher, but I don't know if she was.
I don't think she was a native.
Or whatever.
Yeah. So anyway.